Hey friends, I hope you all are doing well. My name is Ben Peters and I am the Care and Discipleship Pastor here at Jamestown Harbor. And welcome, I'm glad you're joining us. This is the last week of our sermon series, Now What? And if you're anything like me, it's caused you to do something that you probably didn't do a whole lot of before. And what I'm talking about is reflecting. Like it's caused me and my family to reflect, to ask some really deep questions, to ask questions about what's God doing in us and through us during this time, to ask questions about who we are and what we value, who we love. Think about the people in your family that you can't go and see right now. And those little things of even as a student, of going to class and seeing all your friends there, that isn't happening right now. And so for a lot of us, it's caused us to reflect. And I believe that that's a mindset that we have when we're in the desert. This whole sermon series has been walking with Moses and seeing what it looks like to walk in the desert, which is what we find ourselves in right now. And it's caused us to do a lot of reflecting. But I think something interesting happens when we take a few steps out of the desert. When we enter into the promised land, when we enter into a land of comfort, of what we once knew before all of this desert time happened. And the thing that I think is interesting that happens when we take a few steps out of the desert is that we end up doing less reflecting. Since we no longer miss what we couldn't have, we forget its value. I had a conversation with a friend of mine who when all of this hit, when social distancing, when quarantine, when all that became a reality, his work came to a screeching halt. And he talked about the crippling inability to do the work and provide for his family. And then all of a sudden something changed and his work picked up and he was working more hours than what he was before that. And he said, I almost forgot what it was like to not work. And I think that is so true for all of us, is that once we step out of the desert, we often forget what it was like when we were in the desert. This season that we find ourselves in, it encourages us and it causes us to do a lot of reflecting, of doing some good work about what we value and what our priorities are and who we love and who we long to be with and all the little things that matter. It causes us to reflect on those things. Especially during a time where, if we're honest, two generations from now, they will ask us about the time that we're in today. Think about that for a moment. That's the significance of where we find ourselves in, the desert that we find ourselves in. And so here, what I want to do is I want to take a break. I want you, whether it's with the people that you're with right now, or maybe you're just journaling, and that's great. But I want you to ask the question of what's one thing that you're going to remember from this time? And write that down. Take a few minutes to discuss it, whatever it is. But I want you to answer that question and then we'll come back. Hey, everyone. I hope you had some good discussions and able to write down some good thoughts about what you're going to remember from this time. We have been, throughout the sermon series, we have walked with Moses through the desert, even when he grew up as an Egyptian, and then he fled into the desert. And we found that that's where God did a lot of his work, in and through Moses, teaching him what he wanted Moses to lean into, where he wanted Moses to go. And what he eventually did is he led the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt and he led them into the desert. And for 40 years, they wandered the desert. And it leads us up into this point. And this point that we see is where Moses and Joshua and the Israelites, where they come up to Mount Nebo. And Mount Nebo might not mean a whole lot to you, and that is okay. But Mount Nebo was everything to the Israelites. Because for 40 years, over 14,000 days, they wandered the desert eating the same thing, seeing the same scenery. I think that we have been in quarantine for a little over 70 days, and we've been able to eat whatever we want and watch whatever we want. But for the Israelites, For 40 years, they have wondered, when are we going to be able to stop eating manna? When are we going to stop seeing this landscape? And it all comes to a culmination of walking up to Mount Nebo. And I want to show you a picture because this is probably similar to what they saw. This is overlooking the promised land. You can, like, just put yourself in that community at that time. For over 14,000 days, you have dreamed of this moment. You even at one point in these 14,000 days thought it would be a better idea to go back into slavery than to continue on this journey. And it finally happens where you are overlooking the promised land. You can imagine the murmuring and the screaming and the crying and the laughing. Like, the excitement would be a buzz. Like, the jubilation would be tangible. And this is where Moses gives his final speech. The final speech is what we know as Deuteronomy, and we're going to be in Deuteronomy 8 if you want to get a head start and jump there for a moment. I'll also have it on the screen. But this is where Moses gets a sense of, I know what happens when we walk out of the desert and we take a few steps into the promised land, into comfort. And the part of his speech that I want to share tells us how much he knows what happens when we step out of the desert. So in verse 2, in chapter 8, remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in obedience to him and revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land. It's interesting that when he's talking, when he's giving the speech, this part of the speech, he says, remember the Lord your God led you out of the wilderness. Remember what you experienced in the desert. Remember when you wondered where your next meal was going to come from, and then God provided that for you. Because he makes a hard pivot in his speech right now. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks and streams and deep springs gushing into the valleys and hills. A land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil and honey. A land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing. A land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. A land that you have dreamed of, every bit of it. A land that is so different from the desert that you experienced. Think about the people who are in this community. They either grew up being slaves, or all they experienced was the desert. So they never experienced this promised land. And what Moses is saying to him is, don't forget what you learned during that time, because what you're about to experience is so good. And then in verse 10, he says, when you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. When you eventually cross over into the promised land, into comfort, remember the Lord your God. We will eventually go back to the busyness of leading kids from one sporting event to the next. We'll eventually wake up early in the morning to go to work, and we'll come back and it's going to be dark out. But my question to us is, are we going to remember the value that we place on eating together as a family? The conversations that we had. Are we going to remember the value that we placed on being able to meet with family members that we can't meet with right now? When we eventually have birthday parties and Christmas parties and Thanksgiving, and we go, oh, we gotta meet with family, we gotta go to this family party, are we gonna have that same mindset? Because right now we can't do that. Are we going to remember the priority list that we had there? Because what Moses is saying is, we often forget it. We often do less reflecting. We often forget what we learned in the desert. So to help us remember and remind us what we're experiencing now and what we value, What I want you to do is I want you this week to write a letter to yourself. And in that letter, I want you to include the things that you value, the things that you're going to remember from this time, what you long for. Include all of those things and seal it up and put it in a place where you will remember where you put it. And when things go back to normal, when we're able to meet, when we're able to gather, when life doesn't seem as drastically different as it does today, I want you to open that up. And my hope is that you're going to see what you valued and remember what God taught you during this time. Because it's really important for when we're in the desert for us to remember what we're experiencing in the desert. That way we can take that value and that longing and that love for others, we can take that as we enter into the promised land, as we enter into comfort. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, I thank you for today. God, I thank you for the daily bread that you provide. God, that you walk with us in the wilderness, that you never leave us. God, that no matter what we do, no matter what we say, God, that you are always with us. God, I pray that as we transition from one stage of this life to the next, God, that we remember what we learned while being in the desert, that we don't forget how you provided during those times, that we don't lose sight of what's truly important. And God, we love you and we praise you and we bless you. And it's in your son's name we pray. Amen. I want to leave you with this blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he turn his face towards you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great week, everyone.